Sup, y'all? You want to know the secrets? Here are the secrets. If you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you can get early episodes, you can get bonus episodes, you can get super long episodes with special guests like Justin Robert Young and Hal Lublin, and many more to come. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Secrets. Those kids lead crazy lives, and some of them make just like crazy money.
Crazy money.
And that's the world we live in.
Crazy
this
money.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got to come up with some alternative energy sources, man. We got to
like
do it.
Like you and me?
We got you and
like
me.
You, like we
Let's
have to do it?
Out.
Bro, I can't even come up with breakfast if there aren't the same three ingredients in the fridge every morning.
Have you seen how many electrical things we have in this room? We got to come up with something. We got to figure out a way to power this shit.
I flip a switch, dog.
I know that works now.
Yeah.
But at some point, it may not work. And we got to come up with some plan Bs and Cs. Maybe a plan all the way down to P.
Is this solar?
So here's the thing. Solar sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Solar sounds great. But what about when we as humans do something bad and blot out the sun? What happens when the rivers stop flowing and the sun stops shining? We don't want to give up this planet. We don't want to call it a day because the sun stops shining.
We're going to cling to this cold, dead rock for as long as we can.
Yes.
We refuse to admit when our time has come.
We can't. Just
that's
because
humanity.
Water isn't flowing and sun isn't shining doesn't mean we can't still enjoy a nice outdoor day.
I don't know if that's true, but okay, I'm following you.
Okay, so here is a story that was sent to us by Jessica Pippen. Thank you, Jessica.
I also want to apologize for screwing up that segue that I saw you going towards.
I thought it was pretty brilliant.
It was.
People don't even know where
it
was
good.
Headed.
I know.
They'll know in retrospect.
I know. I saw it.
They'll
and I'm sorry I messed that up
it's
for
okay.
you.
Jessica Pippen sent this to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Great place to send stories. Another great place to send stories is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Terrible place to send stories would be Twitter. Those disappear into the ether so fast.
Or snail mail. That's also bad because
we don't have an address for you to send.
I don't know how to do that.
I would love to get snail mail, actually.
Really? You'd love to get like letters from
maybe
people?
Maybe I'll set up a P.O. box for us.
Do that.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be great.
All right, but until then, please stick to the Reddit and the Gmail.
This is a story about a team of researchers at the University of West of England in Bristol. And these guys are concerned.
The University of West of England. I know that means that it's in the western part of England, but it sounds like it's in some indistinct territory, like outside of England to the west.
Yeah.
Like, where's your university? West of England? What does that mean?
Is that a place?
Is that?
I need you to be more specific.
The ocean? I don't understand. Scandinavia?
What you do is you start in England.
Here? Is it here? You is it here in the United States?
Yes, it's New York City. You start in England and you just go west and then you run into our university. That's
what happens.
It's west of England. These guys.
Only the pure of heart can find it. You head due west from England.
Follow the sky.
To the setting sun.
These dudes are worried about a situation where we need power and we don't have solar or, what's water called? Hydroelectric. We don't have that. We don't have wind, maybe. Maybe there's
no
shit
wind.
Has gone bad.
This is a shitty planet to live on, and at that point, I feel like finding electricity is the least of our problems, but go on.
You're probably going to still have Pokemon Go's that you
want to
collect.
When we're all living in Metro 2033.
You still want to charge that cell phone, because
you
might have some emojis you want to send or
some
Pokemons to grab. So these guys are working on an alternative to any of those kinds of renewable energies. They said to themselves, what is the most renewable thing? And they came upon...
Library cards.
No, because they're not in 1987.
Hulu subscriptions, whether you want them or not.
Renewable.
Apple Music.
Automatic renewal.
Yeah. They've harnessed the power
of automatic
internet memberships that you forgot about.
Yeah. It will power the future.
The anger that you get from forgetting again when your credit card comes, when your credit card statement comes. You're like, shit, I forgot to fucking cancel that again.
I can't believe I didn't.
They're going to harness that rage. And literally replace the sun.
These guys
in my case.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's actually more powerful than the sun, your particular rage. Mm-hmm. No, what they came to for the most renewable thing is urine. Pee, and they're going to extract power from... They come up
Dude,
with
that
a
makes
way.
Sense. I've actually had to pee for 15 minutes while we've been recording.
Yeah.
I got to pee all the time.
It's certainly giving you a lot of energy.
That's amazing.
You won't sit still.
What are they setting
up? You got restless leelet.
What are they setting up? Tiny dams and urinals? Itty bitty turbines?
No, it's even better than that. They have found that in microbial fuel cell system, these guys invented a microbial fuel cell system.
Gross.
Which uses microorganisms to create that actually already create energy as part of their metabolic process. These guys transfer more than 96% of their organic matter of pee into energy.
So I pee on these perverted microbes.
Yep.
And they get all excited about it, and yep. That makes electricity.
Yep. Pretty much.
Wow. And where do they find these microbes? Craigslist?
Yeah, it's a really dark area of Craigslist. Yeah. You don't want to go there. You don't want to.
Hey, everybody's got their thing, man.
At least these guys didn't get so far as the poop area, because that's even worse. They're field testing this. They have a working system, and they're field testing it. They haven't got it as efficient as they want. As they said, the microbes are 96% efficient. They've only been able to get to 60% efficient at best. But even then, that's top end.
Well, because the microbes still need some of this energy to... Oh, well, no. I mean, I guess they need 4% of the energy they take in to live, and they're giving off 96% of their energy. Okay, I get it.
So they're field testing this to prove its viability as an energy source.
Okay.
And I think it's absolutely brilliant how they're doing it. And it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, if you are deciding, like, we need lots and lots of urine to create energy, where would you go?
I would go to a bar.
You would go to a bar.
I would go to a bar restroom.
They went to a bar at the Glastonbury Music Festival.
Oh, no!
Yeah, drunk music fans listening to tunes. We've all been there.
The lights haven't gone out in Europe since.
There's a long line at the bathroom because everybody's got to pee.
Yeah.
Because you broke the seal. That was the first mistake.
It's a myth.
Never break the seal, Anthony.
That's not a real thing.
You don't want to break the seal unless you're doing it for power.
It's not true.
Okay.
Breaking the seal doesn't exist, but that's amazing.
So they went to the Glastonbury Music Festival. They installed specially designed urinals.
Now, okay, go on. But I do have a question.
Yeah. So they in only the male bathroom. They put urinals because women, you don't know if you're getting
because girls' urine is weaker. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are you saying that women don't pee as strong?
You don't want to put this in a toilet because you don't know what you want to get pure urine.
It could be number
one
or number two.
Exactly. Yeah. And male urinals now there's waterless urinals, so you're getting pure concentrated energy in the form of pee.
Yes.
It's not diluted with water.
Okay. So. My question is this, though, because that leads directly into my question.
Yeah.
You have 6-7 beers at the music fest. Mm. You're basically peeing water. Or you drink a lot of water at the music fest, and you're basically peeing water. What happens? I mean, it has to be full of waste, right? Like, it has to be. Like, if you're peeing, like, really watered down urine, you're not getting a lot of energy out of that.
It's the minerals that are in your urine that are what's causing the energy. So
exactly.
Yes, and I imagine that's part of what's causing their efficiency problems. Mm-hmm. Like they're not able to get, the as efficient as they want, which is why they need a shit ton of urine.
Some music fest bros walking around with a camel back all day.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, it goes right in through the camel back and then out through him, and it's just water.
And the lights dim because of that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they hooked up these urinals and they're literally powering the lights in that bar. They're powering the light. And none of the patrons knew it. They all were urinating and causing the lights to stay on, and it worked. And none of them knew that's what they were doing.
That is amazing.
Pretty crazy, right?
That is amazing. If you think about all of the giant venues where we have events, right? You think about sports arenas, coliseums, large theaters. All of these things.
It's just like
just
energy,
lines and lines and lines for the bathroom.
Energy collection zone, man.
Ooh,
P and for power.
And
P
if
is
you
for
could
power.
Eliminate the stress on the grid and the cost of these giant venues, just these giant venues with these long restroom lines.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, do they mention, like, what the potential savings could be?
Well, they're talking about applications for this. If they can make it more efficient, they're talking about applications for this that are wide ranging. They want to use it to fuel batteries. They want to create cars that run on urine.
Ew.
So no more rest stops, dude. Just pull over and
imagine if you
winter in the gas tank.
Imagine if you will, a Winnebago, an RV.
Yeah.
With a restroom, right?
Yeah.
And instead of emptying out the septic tank just goes right into the fucking engine.
That's amazing.
What?
I mean, that's a lot nicer than my vision of it, which was like we pull over and I just put my penis in the hole.
It's no longer a prank. It's saving the earth.
It's not a prank anymore. I'm not pranking. I'm driving. I'm trying to get where I'm going. That's all.
Yeah.
Stop staring at
me. Gas tank hits E. You pull over. You pee into your car.
It doesn't hit E. It hits P. It hits P because that's when you need to pee in there. The only problem is me personally, I'm going to need a big tank in my car. Cause what happens if you need to pee and you're all full up? If you're on your full gas tank and you need to pee, that's just bad.
That's super bad.
That's not good.
And it doesn't just keep clicking like the gas
exactly.
pump does. It's like, no, keep going.
I can't stop.
No, it doesn't click. It doesn't click. I got to keep going.
Yeah.
Lady, pull your car up. Mine's
Please.
Full.
Yeah. I got plenty here.
Here, lady, I'll help you out.
Yeah. Oh, that is too bad for ladies. They got to come up with a system for ladies.
You just use the funnel.
That funnel, the lady funnel.
Use that lady funnel that they used to use urinals.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies don't like using the funnel, though.
I can understand why.
Yeah, I could see. I would hate to carry around an apparatus just to have to urinate in public. Right.
But if it means my car is going to get where I'm going, I'm doing it.
Well, you can put it in there like the gas cap, right, where it clicks into place.
Oh, I think you mean clicking into place on the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant into the lady.
No. Lady sits down and it's like a cockpit in an anime. It's just like fuel system activated. That would actually be great. I would like to click into the fuel system like that.
Just redesign
seats. Amazing. You never have to do anything.
You don't need to give them a funnel. You just redesign seats.
You just need like a flap. You'd have to redesign the zippers and jeans, right? It would have to be like a U-shaped flap, so you could just like. Sit in and lock into place.
Just lock right
but
into place.
For ladies, the lady funnel, if we were talking about the gas tank, like, yeah, I could go where the gas cap goes now.
Yeah.
On that flap in the door.
Yeah.
And then, like, you could just unplug it and, like,
yeah.
Is that a sanitary issue?
I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Neither am I. I'm not an expert in anything.
Yeah.
But I'm especially not cars or women.
Do you ever ask?
Those are, like, the two things that I'm especially
we're
not.
We're right in the Venn diagram of bad.
We're right in the Venn diagram. I'm in the Lost Woods right now. I am just.
So, do you ever have an issue like peeing in public? Would this be a problem if you're like, your friend's like, come on, man, we gotta go. And you're like,
I would have an issue if like we were pulled over on the side of the road and the tank was empty and like four dudes had to take turns peeing into the tank. I would be weirded out. I would have a sanitary issue about like backsplash and like putting my thing in where their thing was and touching the sides maybe.
That's true.
I would have a sanitation issue.
Definitely. It'll be like playing Operation. You definitely don't want to touch any of the sides.
Let me tell you something. If there is any splashback from a public urinal, it literally ruins like
Your own splashback.
It's mixed up with other splashback, dude. It's not. Yeah, it's not.
True.
And so
it's not pure splashback.
It ruins the next hour of my day. It really does because I'm just thinking about it. I'm just like, oh,
but
almost,
I'll be honest, and this is probably pretty gross, but that almost never doesn't happen. It almost always happens. Like I don't. Splashback is very
what's your
common.
What's your angle of attack?
Maybe I need to adjust. But
yeah,
I feel like
you're coming out of the wrong. Are you going like nearly perpendicular? What's going on?
No. I'm adjusting on the fly, but a couple of drops here and there are almost inevitable.
It's almost inevitable.
Yes,
it's almost inevitable. But like, you're supposed to go as close to straight down as you can.
Is that so?
That's so.
Hmm.
It's the any angle causes bounce back.
I feel like that's the equivalent of like putting a crink in the hose.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
No, you don't it's want to not
put a
easy.
Crink in the hose.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with this as a fuel system.
Well, here's the good news. This obviously still creates effluent, right? There's still waste from this system as well.
Oh, it's the most waste of all waste.
Well, it's concentrated, and that is a good thing. And they're saying that it's actually cleaner.
Oh, it's solid pee.
Well, it's actually
it comes out as concentrated, solid, gooey pee.
It becomes
like a honey.
It's like slime from Ghostbusters.
Oh, no!
But they say it is better elementally balanced and could be a fertilizer. Could be like a really pure fertilizer.
Oh, look, is it better than gas? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better than putting fucking fuel waste into the ground? Yes, 100%. Do I want to touch it? No. Do I want to know how it's getting? No.
Yeah.
No.
But
I don't want to be anywhere near it.
So much better than petroleum.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that. I don't want to touch it.
No, nobody wants to
touch it. I'd rather accidentally touch petroleum.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, probably. Petroleum
I'm touching petroleum all the time,
Well,
dog.
Not those forms. I'm talking like gasoline.
Yeah.
If you
I mean, I don't want to douse myself in gasoline, but if like a few, if I get a little splashback from the gas cap.
Really?
That's fine.
That's funny that you bring that up because I always think, tell me if I'm the only one that does this. I've never said this out loud to anybody, but I always think of that in the same exact manner as using a urinal because there's always a few drips at the end of the gas.
Yeah. When
nozzle.
You pull it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And I always do the same thing I do with my wang danger.
Double shake.
I do a little tappity tap, double shake, try to get it off and
shake, pause, shake.
Am I the only one that where the nozzle of the gas dispenser drips shit everywhere? I can't shake it enough. Just like my wang danger.
I don't really do that. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people do that.
Do you not notice that extra gas comes out when you
pulling the nozzle back? Like a little bit, but I don't pull it towards
you. You just scatter it on the ground. Sure. Yeah, it doesn't hit me, sure. But I'm always worried it's going to hit me.
Oh, and you'll immediately burst into flame?
No, I just don't want to smell like gasoline for the rest of the day.
I like the smell of gasoline.
Oh, well, I love
it. Everybody loves the smell of gasoline.
But I don't want to smell like it because then I'll have it too good of
because
a day.
Because then you'll have too many people all up on you.
Yeah.
Just, wow, you smell great.
Smell Ode to
Gasoline. We all love it. Yeah. My friend has a crisscross in his brain where gasoline smells like fried chicken.
Oh, wow.
They smell exactly the same.
What does fried chicken smell like?
Gasoline, I guess. It's interchangeable. Wow. So he thinks they both smell good. And when he fills his gas tank, it makes him hungry for fried chicken.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a synaptic, like a little thing.
I mean, I'm usually hungry for fried chicken when I fill my gas tank too, but it doesn't have anything to do with the smell.
No, not at all.
I'm usually just always hungry for fried chicken.
I'll tell you a thing I saw at a gas station that makes me think I don't want this. Are you ready?
Yes.
The other day, I pull up to a gas station and this guy in front of me is filling his tank and something happened. The little notch or thing that stops the gas from filling up.
Oh no.
Apparently didn't work.
Oh,
and he
no.
was just pouring gas out onto
Holy
the street.
Shit.
Like
and
just
smoking.
And he was smoking and he was playing with a Zippo lighter.
Oh,
and
man.
there were two Boy Scouts and they had Flint.
Oh,
and they were
that's
just
not
Flint
good.
And steel and they were trying to get a badge.
That's not and there's two little boys with sparklers running through.
Yeah, and then this guy was just rolling fiberglass insulation through the streets.
Yeah.
There was an asbestos salesman.
Oh man, there's a guy with corduroy jeans
running really
fast.
Just running and rubbing his legs together as he was doing it. Like on purpose
Why
almost.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but this guy was gas was going everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, and he's like, oh shit.
Was it like cascading down the side of his car?
Down the side of his car. It was all over the parking lot.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, dude, one spark and we're all fucked.
Wow.
Point Break style.
Wow.
And like,
that's awful.
Yeah. And he pulls away. He's like, oh shit, that's crazy. And he pays and pulls away. And I walk up to the guy in the store and I tap and I'm like, hey man, I don't know if you.
Yeah, that's going to happen again.
Like, I don't know if this was this guy's car. I was like, did you see this? He's like, yeah, I saw. And I was like, holy shit, you already knew.
Yeah.
You already knew and you haven't made any kind of call. You haven't put any kind of sign up. You already knew.
Because he got an extra 79 cents of gas that they had charged.
Now, Jeff.
Yeah, that's pee now.
That's urine now.
Yeah, that's pee cascading down.
I would rather explode in a ball of flame than be covered in another human's urine for the rest of the day.
Well, you clearly aren't one of those Craigslist fellas.
No,
yeah.
I am not, Jeff. I am not.
Well, I'm hoping this works because when we blot out the sun and the rivers stop flowing and the wind stops
winding,
we're
going to have other things to worry about.
Into some power.
No, that's not going to be it. That's when those things disappear, you've got enough time to smooch your loved one. As long as that loved one is immediately next to you.
They need to be illuminated by soft glow of a halogen lamp.
Yeah, you'll both be peeing into a lamp to take your final look at one another as the earth extinguishes. It'll be beautiful.
It will be beautiful.
It'll be lit like a fucking...
It'll have an amber glow.
Yeah.
Amber like urine.
It'll be like watching Barry Lyndon. It really will. It'll be gorgeous. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Would you fuel your car with a urine? Would you pee into your car?
Would you pee into your car?
Would you pull up to a gas station and just get the pee nozzle out and put it in your, are you cool with this?
I'm cool with it.
Wow. you guys can, we can just, hashtag that. What's the hashtag for the Glastonbury Music Festival this year?
That'd be awesome.
You can hashtag that, fetish microbe.
fetish microbe.
You can hashtag that fetish microbe. I'm Eddie Carboni.
I think actually that is the Glastonbury hashtag.
Fetish microbe. Yeah. Fetish microbe. Well, they played the second stage.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you've seen a story that you would like to see on the show, the best way to do it, even if you don't want to see it on the show, even if you want to talk about this story or you want to talk about other stories with other concerned citizens, there is a place where you can do that. It is weaveconcerns.reddit.com. There is a great community there, and you should join it because they have a lot of fun. And by fun, I mean they are generally worried about the Earth the same way we are. That's weaveconcerns.reddit.com.